what the Father, the hell out of the outside sometimes. He does not depend upon the mighty divinity being done by the vow. Suppose the vow could affect a division of his wife by mighty being done by somebody else. He still would be able to tell Abu Yahshua. Abu Yahshua's payday was that against the mighty, the mighty Abu, the mighty Abu being held on all costs. Abu Yahshua's payday was against the fact that the Eastern is guaranteed by all costs. And even if the vow could somehow affect a division of his wife by mighty division by somebody else, he would also be able to vow the hell of Abu Yahshua. So maybe here we cannot say that the concept wasn't taken vis-à-vis the mighty ability of the deity. So since vis-à-vis the mighty ability of the deity, it's not how regarding the vow, so maybe regarding the halim, the mighty, we cannot separate the mighty from the halim, from the mighty regarding the ability. Because here, the Halit Sanhushin is necessary. The Halit Sanhushin, in order that the Sanhushin should be held, so the Maitre must be attributed. But in this case, even if the Maitre Adirishin will not be attributed to the Baal, to the Mishal, as long as the Adirishin will make a fact, he will believe in the Mishal of the Adirishin. So the Mishal will say that even according to the second Russian case there, that the Dirishin is how, and even though he and that the Dirishin is how, and the melee, proved that the mindset cannot be attributed to him, but still the Dirishin is how, because the Halesa Dirishin is not contingent. In order to be even easier, he does not have to do the Maitreya Dirishin Yadayi. Even if he will not do the Maitreya Dirishin Yadayi, as long as he accepts that the Dirishin should be held from the middle of Baal Kocho, from the base of the Chilin Abu Yerushin. So in this case, since that the basic halach of the Shriach of the Avere is only that the Maitreya Avere cannot be attributed to the Mishalach. The Maitreya Avere can be attributed to the Mishalach. And the only thing that my teacher is saying what he says, that the Dishin is not Hal either, because we cannot separate the Halim from the Hil. So if in regard to the Hil, we say that it's not Mishyachet to Mishalach, so in regard to the Halim transition, it's not Mishyachet to Mishalach either. But we got the Hil of the Gershin, so in order to believe there, the Hil of the Gershin, it's not necessary that he should carry out the Maitreya Avere in the Dishin. So the Meir will say, regarding the Maitreya Avere, so the Meir will say, even though it involves an Avere of Hel of Migershi, but that is not lacking the Halevis Agereshi. And according to the second Washington case there, so we say that since the Maitreya Avere, the Avere, the Maitreya Avere, done by the Shriach, is not in Shriachim, to the Mishalach, so the Meir will say, the Avere cannot be in Shriachim in regard to the Halevis. So over there, in order to be held, he must do the Dishin Yadayi. But here, even if we'll say that the Maitreya Avere is Mishyachet, is not Mishyachet, in regard to the Avere of Chel Rav Migershi, is not Mishyachet to Mishalach. But that does not mean that the Dishin cannot be held. Because the Dishin, in order that the Dishin should be held, that depends upon the fact that the mighty should be done by the Mishalach. But in order that the Baal should be able to meet the Hel of Migershi, that does not depend that upon the fact that the Baal should be the mighty. Even if it's not Mishyachet to him, and he was not in there, he was not in the Hel of Migershi, so he still, even if he's not considered as if he's your dying, carrying out the Maitreya Avere. So it still can't be there. The Israel of Hel of Migershi. So in many ways, so even before the second Russian takes there, so the Israel should be there.
Thank you, Master.
He's the first Master. He's the first. Signore, non ti pensi questo in Italia? Così che con grazie.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.